Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, and welcome to Read You Later, a fun, captivating show that discusses the best in community, books, and political activism. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we are blessed. We have two of the finest authors on Garden Avenue Press, which is founded and headed by one of my favorite authors, Delaney Diamond, and I'm always pleased to do anything that will benefit her and her authors. And before I begin the show, I would like to start off by saying that I know on my timeline I see a lot of people are going through the grief process in regards of losing family members and friends, and I want to extend my heartfelt hug to them, and I'm praying we're going to keep and uplift you. I also like to just talk about Lights, Camera, Action 2019, you know, my annual event, and you know, ladies and gentlemen, we have an awesome time. This year we have Mary Monroe, Iris Bolin, Deborah Mello, Angie Daniels, LaJill Hunt, who just got a deal with BET. Oh my gosh, I shouldn't say all these names because I'm going to forget people. We have Andre Ray, Jacqueline Thomas, Danielle Allen, honey, with that cuffing season. Tina Martin, Roy, you better get back. And we have a host of other authors. So I want you to make sure you register. And also in March, I have my Led by Faith Commerce conference. We will be featuring the one and only William Paul Young, the author of The Shack. He is a phenomenal, phenomenal teacher. That's a two-day event. That event is $65. And my Lights, Camera, Action is a two-day event, $95. And you know, the people who come to Lights, Camera, Action know that you get $500 worth of entertainment and swag for that price. So both events will be in the Raleigh-Durham area. You can check out my website, Read You Later Biz, to register and find out more. And we'll have upcoming information about the panels and things of that nature. We also have a pitch session at Lights, Camera, Action. Stephanie at SBR Media, she will be taking pitches. And we got a lot for everybody. We're going to have a midnight soiree. We're going to have a comedy show. We're going to have panel discussions. We're going to have my infamous Lights, Camera, Action, my girls' night out with live music. So you know we're going to have a great, great time. So I want to get all the information out to you. And I have a newbie online tonight, and I am so excited. She's excited. I'm excited. I told her prior to the show that this book, I see it spread everywhere. People are talking about it. People are sharing the JPEG. So I'd like to welcome to Read You Later, Nyara Renee. Welcome to Read You Later.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you for having me on today.
Girl, never a problem. So look, let's dig into this book. Honey, can you tell my listeners who may not be familiar with your book the title of your book?
Well, there are two of them, and they're both part of the All or Nothing series. The first is Love Rekindled, and it deals with Malcolm and Charmaine. And then we have Ready for Love, which deals with Drew and Denise.
Okay, now, can you tell us, when we're talking about these characters and these relationships, how are the relationships different, and how are they the same?
If we're comparing and contrasting Malcolm and Charmaine versus Drew and Denise, I like to think of Malcolm and Charmaine as that more settled couple, in the sense that they're a little bit more serious. They still have fun. They still do what they do. But in comparison to Drew and Denise, who are just off the chain crazy, they are a different breed. Like I said, Malcolm and Charmaine are more settled, more mature in their thinking. Maybe it's because they were together when they were in college, and then now they're adults and they have their own careers, whereas Drew and Denise are more playful and they are before they meet each other, they were very much enjoying the single life and everything that went along with it. And so for them, I made them a more playful, crazy couple than Malcolm and Charmaine.
Now,
both of them bring the fire
and
the spice, so.
Everybody bring the fire, yeah, bring the fire, honey, bring the heat. But as an author, which couple do you feel is more interesting to write? Or do you feel that that both couples bring some sort of dynamic that makes them interesting to you?
I think both of them are unique in their own way. But writing them, I definitely had more fun writing Drew and Denise. definitely had more fun writing Drew and Denise. But Malcolm and Charmaine will always be my baby because they're my first. But yes, with Malcolm and Charmaine, it was a bit more cautious in my writing. It was my first book. And then with Drew and Denise, I'd gotten a little bit more comfortable, and I was able to go a little bit further than I would not have done with Malcolm and Charmaine. So I was able to make them a little bit crazier.
Okay, that's interesting because, you know, often I hear when I interview authors, sometimes depending on where they are in their careers and their style of the publishing format, sometimes they may go back and actually rewrite the first one. They have a remix or say, for instance, if they're able to get the rights back later on, they're able to do something differently. So do you feel that as you mature in this business and in your writing, do you feel that you would maybe have a remix or do something different with the first book versus the second?
I did. Love Rekindle was originally published under a different publisher, and I got the rights back to it, and I added in some scenes, but I still kept the essence of who Malcolm and Charmaine were. Yes, and then additionally, at that time, I had already written Drew and Denise's story and written my next novel, which is part of the All or Nothing series as well. So for me, I didn't want to change them too much. I did want to add more, I guess, characterization to them and more depth to them. But the essence of who they truly are, I did not want to change that because then it would be a totally different book. And I like Malcolm and Charmaine.
Yeah, and I think we do tonight. I didn't have the pleasure of reading it, your first attempt with that book, but I read the second attempt, and I like the characters. I like them, and you know, I think that there was like some risk taking. But you know, you're the author, honey. So look, you know your babies, and you know who they are and when they became. So
yes,
what has been your response? What has been the reader's response, rather, to your books, and how has it transformed you as an author?
The response has been overwhelming, and it's been positive. I don't think I've had a bad review yet, knock on wood. Let's keep it that way. but a lot of the readers, they love Malcolm and Charmaine. Most of them love Drew and Denise more than they love Malcolm and Charmaine. But the response has been overwhelmingly supportive and overwhelmingly positive, and for that I really have to give thanks. Because when you first get into this game and you are just starting out, you know, you're kind of nervous and you're kind of scared. I'm putting my work out there for all to see. And the love that I got back, it truly is a blessing.
Well, look, I want to piggyback on something you said about reviews. And let me tell you this. Even, say, for instance, if you do perhaps get a review that you don't feel is as nice or is as productive as other reviews, don't let that stop you because everybody has different flavor, different tastes. And I've read books,
yes,
and I've just enjoyed them immensely. I immensely enjoyed them, and someone else may pan it. But don't let that stop you from being who you are and the writer and author that you are. I just want to throw that in there because, you know, sometimes people write reviews, I think people just plain out mean. You know, I just feel that, you know, you have, it's a way to say things, it's a way to do things. And often people write reviews and they don't even read the book. And so I do not understand that one at all. And I think also people, you know, girl, I don't know, maybe someone burnt their bacon. Maybe their husband didn't kiss them good morning or good night. Maybe he didn't come home. And, like, I don't know. But sometimes I'm like, oh, my gosh, honey, what is wrong with you when you were typing it? So, girl, you know, it's wonderful to get good reviews. But if you by chance happen to get that review, girl, don't pay it in mind. Just keep on rocking and rolling, honey. Just keep on rocking and rolling. Now, were you drawn to Garden Avenue Press Publishing? What was the draw for you?
Well, I've always been a huge fan of Delaney Diamonds. So when I found out that she was, she's a great author, found out that she was going into the publishing business, I was like, ooh, I'm interested. But then again, I was kind of like, oh, do I want to go through this again? But again, that interest was still there. And then a good friend of mine, Sharon Blunt, her and her group Building Relationships Around Books did
Brab.
Writers Got Talent. Brab, yes, Brab's awesome. Did a Writers Got Talent contest. And again, I hesitated over whether I wanted to enter. I had a lot going on at that time in my life. And Sharon was very persistent. And she's like, no, I think you should do it. I really think you should do it. And I decided to, you know what, let's just go ahead and do it. It's Delaney Diamond's business, and Delaney Diamond is awesome. And she's a great writer, and we're gonna go for it. And so I went for it. I was a little nervous, as I am with a lot of things that are new to me. But I won, and I was very excited. I was shocked, but I won. And the book that won was Ready for Love, which is Drew and Denise's story. And so I was like, okay, well, if she liked Ready for Love, I wonder if she'll like Love Rekindled. I wonder if she'll like the third book, you know. And so I submitted those to her as well, and we went from there. And I've had nothing but a great business relationship with Garden Avenue Press. So anybody looking to publish a book, Garden Avenue Press is awesome.
That is awesome, and it's so good to hear, because you know, and I tell sometimes people tell me negative things that they see on Facebook. I said my Facebook just filter stuff, honey, because I didn't see all that, and I may be friends, I may be in a group, and sometimes honestly, because I'm like, well, my Facebook, I think it's just those God that shit on me, because I'm like, girl, you don't need to see that. But you know, every now and then you may hear something, or you may see it. More likely you'll hear it, and so it's so awesome when you can hear positive news, and how that, you know, because the world would have you believe that we as women of color are not business minded, that people of color can't do business of integrity, and none of that is true. And so I love when we can celebrate each other and talk about each other in a positive light. And I always counter that, well, like, you know, I'd have been to Applebee's, and sometimes I've had a great service, and I still go back to Applebee's. Or you may go to Walmart. Lord knows we go to Walmart, honey. You don't know what you're going to get. So, but you continue going back. So, I preface it with that. So I'm glad that you were able to share with us the positives that you've had dealing with Garden Avenue Press. That is awesome. Now, when you mentioned earlier your next book, so can you give us an overview, a synopsis of your next book, and perhaps when it tentatively will be released?
Well, if you've read Love Rekindled and Ready for Love, you may have already figured out who book three will be about, and it's about Jacob and Lena, who are best friends with Malcolm and Charmaine, and the book goes into their past and then into their present. And it really just focuses on how they came to be a couple and how they weather life storms and what's next for them. And I won't give too much away, because a lot of people have asked, well, what's going on with Lena? You'll find out. It's really just their love story. And it's different than Malcolm and Charmaine, and it's way different from Drew and Denise. It's all their own, and it's really just, like I said, about where they've been and where they're going and what's next for them.
Awesome. Now, how can people connect with you on social media or if there are book clubs that perhaps would like you to chime in with them via Skype or in person, how can they connect with you?
Well, you can always, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram, and it's Nayara Renee. And I have my own website, which is www.nayararenee.com. You can hit me up through any one of those or through email, nayararenee@gmail.com. And I will be more than glad to do book chats or anything else.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I have to thank you for coming on Read You Later, and we wish you continued success, and I hope that your holiday season is full of love, one clicks, two clicks, three clicks.
I hope so, too.
Please say all of honey, all of that good stuff, honey. All that good stuff and more. And we are just so happy to have you, and we wish you continued success.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, never issue. All right.
And happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Next, we have with us a young lady who is also part of the Garden Avenue Press team. She's an award-winning author who is fascinated with Jamaican flora and has hundreds of photos to prove it. She writes contemporary and sweet romance. Well, she writes a little bit of everything, truth be told, romantic suspense, women fiction, and some YA. So we would like to welcome to Read You Later, J.L. Campbell. Welcome to Read You Later. Hello? Hello? Well, we may have to wait for her to call back. But while we're waiting for her to call back, we would like to thank the Garden Avenue Press for making it possible for us to glean into their wonderful publishing business and to also to get us in the holiday spirit. As you know, the first week, second week, any week of publishing is crucial, but that first week is extremely crucial. And Garden Press is a publishing house that is run primarily by a woman of color who is trying to make sure that stories are being told in a good fashion. So if you want to know any information about Garden Avenue Press, go to gardenavenuepress.com, and there you will have a list of the authors, books, and some more information that you will find useful and beneficial to you. So it looks like J.L. Campbell will not be able to make it tonight, so I am going to chime out, and from my house to yours, we wish you a wonderful, wonderful week. And remember, keep the faith and keep reading. Good night.